I'm at the Hellfest with Duse. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
You just performed this morning in the valley. You feeling about your performance?
Yeah, it was a great show because we were not sure how many people will show up because it was very early in the morning for a festival and it was raining, and so we were a bit afraid that not that many people will show up. But at the end it was really packed, so we really enjoyed the show. We were a bit tired, but we were just in time ready to rock.
And it was really nice, so a lot of people came and more people came inside and nobody left, so we were really happy about that because the people have fresh ears in the morning and they were really interested into the music, and it was a good thing to play.
How do you define your music? Because it's you are only two, guitar and drums and vocals.
Yeah, the thing is, it's really hard to say what we do, because the thing is, there's just a small story what we do, or that it's really hard to describe what we do, because a lot of people ask before, hey, what's the kind of music what you're playing, which genre? And we said, oh, it's really hard to say, and then they say, everybody says it, you know, like this, and said, okay, we make a deal, after the show you come to us and you say to us what we are doing, and then after the show we ask them, and what do you think what we are doing? I don't know, it's good, but I don't know really. So it's a kind of everything somehow, because we love many music, and so it's somehow also in our music, and so it's really hard to say we are just in one genre at home.
It's guitar music, of course, because of the instruments we play, but I think it's more like rock and punk rock and grunge or whatever, and some hardcore stuff, but we are influenced as well by electro music we transport into the instruments we play. And a lot of people say it's noise rock, but we think it's not really noise rock, because that word noise, so many people are disgusted about when they read it's noise. Hey, what is it? And okay, it's too much for me, I don't want to go. It's really a shame that a lot of people say, yeah, it's noise rock, but it's not really noise rock. It's more rock than noise, I think.
The thing is also, you can see it when we play shows and venues, you can see it also in the audience. You have some hip-hop guys, you have some drum bass guys, you have metal guys and punk rock guys and folks music guys. So it's really a mix also from the audience. And so this describes also what we're doing. We're making a mix out of everything what is good. And so, yeah, maybe that's it. We call it bruitism. It's not noise rock, but it's somehow noise rock, but it isn't. difficult.
We do what we want, so that's cool. We do what we want.
How do you create your music? Is it in rehearsals?
It's really different. Sometimes we make songs in a rehearsal, and then it just came out really spontaneous. And sometimes somebody of us have an idea, and we take the idea and work with this idea, or sometimes it's just we have a lot of fun and making jokes, and then we have an idea for a song and put a lot of fun inside and a lot of jokes, and then a song started to grow. So we are not that people, they sit down and okay, I have to make a song, and it's really up to the situation where we are.
Yeah, the thing is we meet in a rehearsal room, and then we start to just to improvise a bit, and then it start to grow. And sometimes it goes really fast, and we have one song. Sometimes we had to wait, and we go for a beer, and then we have the beer. That hey, okay, now I have the clue, so we have to play it like this. But to be honest, our songs. We make it because we record songs from the 70s, number one hits, and we play it backwards, and then we just play it like this, so it's easy to make songs for us.
On stage, is there a little bit of improvisation, or is it all on the score?
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit improvisation. We have a rooster, So when we play, so there are different parts we do. But if we feel really good on stage and really good sound, so we connect each other and then we make some jokes. Like, yeah, we play some part in different style, or Yari's drumming is another then, and she started to play reggae or stuff like that. And so it's funny for us, for a lot of people who know us. So it's funny for them as well, and for people they know, they don't know about the band. So for them, it's in the first time, I think for them it's real. So it's, and that's a really funny thing. So we can play with the music and we can play with the audience too.
I think improvisation is really important for us when we do feel really good, and especially when we are on tour. After 10 days, you have the feeling that you play always the same thing every night. And then we start really to improvise and to make really a lot of fun out of it. And that's what I really love, because then you feel really the music. So it's really come to live, you know. And that's what I really, really, really like. So this is the best thing what you can do. And sometimes the good thing is when we can say, yeah, we improvise a lot, because we can play a lot of mistakes in the songs. And then after the concert, people can come and say, hey, you played a lot of mistakes. Say, no, it was improvising.
Nowadays, you're focused on tour, or are you in a creation process too?
Yes, we are play some shows during the summer and some festivals. But at the time we are in the creation process, we want to make a new album, which we like to release it in the beginning of 2013.
30.
And so at the moment there are a lot of music is going on in our head, and yeah, we try to manage with everything, with the time we have as well, because we cannot live really from that. So, but. We're still working on.
Have you got any plan of a video clip or something like that? Because on the internet we can see some video, especially one you are on the beach. Would you like to release a real video clip?
Yeah, usually we have just a lot of live clips, and then it's just, yeah, usually it's just one or two cameras in the maximum. So, but we don't have a video project. So we have a guy made a really good video from Treppe, the song Treppe, but he made it, so we are not acting in the video, but we are thinking about to make a video. So if we find the time, and we will do. Yes. Yeah,
the thing is, first you need a good story somehow, you need a good song, and of course you need the time and the money. The money is, I think, the most important thing in that. And we are not that rich like Metallica or Slayer. And so and so for us sometimes it's difficult to find the time, because in that time we have to earn money to make music. And so, yeah, sometimes it's hard. But of course we would like to do a really good video, because we checked out, so you really need it to... To promote, but also that the people take you really serious as a band, you know, as a like a kind of famous band or something. Yeah, but we would like to do it. So we
with the next album, there are maybe two videos. Yeah,
six videos.
six videos.
A word you would like to add?
Je m'appelle Yari, voulez-vous coucher avec moi, c'est ça? Poupée de cire, poupée de sang, laisse ton père le fille France Gall, je t'aime.
Je m'appelle André, I don't speak French.
Thank you.